This is Brother Hanson from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our introduction to the book of the Revelation. And this is just a little bit more background of what we're going to be studying. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show his servants what must happen soon. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who gives witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ by reporting what he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud, and blessed are those who listen to this prophetic message and heed what is written in it, for the appointed time is near. Now, this is right out of the book of the Revelation. And John is explaining here how there is a definite blessing for those that read the book of the Revelation and heed it. Now, the second letters, far as the this is just the prologue, the first part of the book of the Revelation, and then it goes into the letters to the churches of Asia. John to the seven churches in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. Now, this would give an indication that this explaining that Christ is, was, and is to come, the book is made up of first the present, the future, and even further down the road until Jesus actually returns. And the seven churches of Asia, grace, peace be unto you, who is first, he is, he was, and he is to come, and for the, and from the seven spirits from his throne. Now that sevenfold anointing is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, the seven spirits of God. Not that there's seven Holy Spirits, no. It's just the sevenfold anointing of Messiah. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. Notice here, he freed us by his blood. That is the only thing that can free us. That's the only thing that can free anybody. Their religion can't free it. Allah cannot free you. No religion on earth, doesn't matter what it is, it cannot free you. Only the blood of Jesus Christ. He freed us from our sins by his blood, who has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever. Amen. Behold, he's coming amid the clouds. Notice here, this is a further down in the future than any kind of prophecy that was expected in that day. Now, whether they expected Christ to come in that day or not, this is still true. He's coming amid the clouds, and every eye will see him. Every eye will see him. How? How are every eye, how is every eye going to see Christ? Have you ever thought of that? Every eye is going to see. God doesn't need TV to broadcast it. He doesn't need a television set. He doesn't need a electronics to function. God can do anything he pleases. He can make it visible, his return, to each and every one of us without electronics, without TV, without anything. God doesn't need that kind of thing. Do you think seriously that God is, well, let's wait till the invention of the television and then every eye will see? He has no need for any electronic device to make people see his return. For every eye to see him, God can just broadcast it in the brain. It doesn't matter if there's a television set around or not. He does not need us for anything to fulfill his promises. Did you know that? Write that down. Behold, he's coming in the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. Those who pierced him, I thought they were dead. Well, this right here puts a hole in the soul sleep, doesn't it? Puts a big hole in the soul sleep. You're going to sleep for a long time because when you wake up, something finally will happen. No. You are awake in hell, under the earth, in Abraham's bosom, in heaven. You're awake someplace when you die. Did you know that? You're awake in hell, in the burning pit of hell, or someplace. You're going to be awake, doing something, seeing something. And you probably will have more alertness and more visibility spiritually than you would if you were in this body, in this physical body. Did you know that? You know, have you ever thought, behold, we're surrounded with such a great cloud of witnesses? You ever thought about that? A great cloud of witnesses. How are they seeing us? Well, they're alert somehow. Those that have gone on in death are alert. They're so alert that you didn't know that, did you? They are alert. They can see into the earthly realm. There are several spectrums of the in this world that you can see if you're dead. You can see the physical realm. You can see the spiritual realm. You can see much. When you're dead, you're going to be able to see much more than if you're alive. Because if you're going to be a witness and see into this realm of life, that means that you're going to have a lot more visible, spiritual visibility or physical or some kind of visibility that you didn't have before. And you're going to be more alert. You're not going to be dead somewhere waiting for the resurrection. No, your body's going to lie around and your body's going to be resurrected. God's going to take every cell, bone, tissue, dust, whatever's left, and don't ask me why, but he's going to do it, and he's going to resurrect the physical body, and he's going to put it back together. Doesn't matter if you've been cremated or if you've dust, your body has went to dust through just time, or just through just a disintegration and everything. It doesn't matter. You are going to come back together somewhere. At the end of the resurrection, you're going to come back. God's going to call all your parts, the parts of you, back into being, into creation once again. He's going to recreate the body. Don't ask me why, but God doesn't waste anything. He certainly takes everything and he saves it, recreates it, rebuilds it. And this is something that God does. He's coming back amid the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. They'll see as well. They're going to be witnesses, because if they pierced him, they probably didn't believe in him. So God's going to prove to them they made a big mistake. They made one big mistake when they pierced him, when they killed the Son of God. Well, when they thought they killed him, they didn't kill him, because he couldn't be killed. He had to offer himself voluntarily. He had to offer himself up. He could have called 10,000 angels. He could have called the angels of God, which are more powerful than anybody on earth. He could have called them. And they would have came and destroyed every one in sight, in the sight of him. Did you know that? He could have called 10,000 angels. And this is the truth. Did you know that? This is something that we all ought to realize. Jesus was not murdered. He was not killed by the Jews. He was offered. He offered himself voluntarily death, a voluntary death. And this is exactly what happened. He offered himself up to God as a sacrifice for sin. And this is the truth, folks. This is what happened. You can mark it down. Jesus was not, he didn't have the capability within himself to be murdered or killed or dead. That was not in him. He had to voluntarily give up that potential protection that he had. He could have walked through the crowd as he did before, remember? He walked through the crowd. He can walk from one dimension into the other. And he can walk on water. So anybody who can walk on water can certainly do whatever they need to do to be protected in this life, you know. So let's remember that. He's coming in the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. All the peoples of the earth will lament him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha, the Omega, says the Lord. The one who is, who was, and the one who is to come. The Almighty. There's something for you to put in your pipe and smoke it. He is the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ is God. Face it.
Well, how can he be God, Brother Hanson, when he prayed to himself?
You know, he stripped himself of all glory. And he became a man. And this is what happened. He gave up his God, you want to call it Godship. He gave it up and became a man so that he could die. God could not die in his spiritual state. He had to become a man. And this is what happened. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, help us to accept what you have done. Let us accept your blood, your mercy, and all you've done for us. And let us become born again now, in Jesus' name. We forfeit our life in exchange for yours, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and a lot of these will be, already be up. And go ahead and write to us and let us know you're listening. I know it's a 77-cent stamp now, but would love to hear from you. Write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. If you'd like to help us with a new transmitter, that would be great, too. Nobody takes a salary here or anything. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved to God.